USA News, I'm John Schaefer. There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are collaborating to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. Police say the shooting incident at New Hampshire State Hospital in Concord is over. State police confirmed that shooting was confined to the lobby and the suspect is dead. No patients were harmed. Earlier Friday night, state police had reported multiple victims at the inpatient psychiatric hospital. A man has been charged in connection with the death of a Jewish protester in California. Ventura County District Attorney Eric Masarenko announced the filing of involuntary manslaughter and battery charges against 50-year-old Leoy Almaji. The charges are based on new physical and forensic evidence.
We were able to take video as well as digital footage, put it together, and establish a clear sequence of events leading up to the confrontation.
The incident happened November 5th during a pro-Palestinian protest in Thousand Oaks. That's where 69-year-old Paul Kessler was allegedly hit with a bullhorn during an argument that caused him to fall and hit his head on the pavement. Following FDA guidance, Amazon is removing 7 brands of eye drops from its online marketplace as they are classified as new drugs and lack approval. Marketed as treatments for various eye conditions, the drops have not undergone FDA approval. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Tensions are running high on college campuses across the U.S. since last month's Hamas attack on Israel. Nir Barkat, Israel's Minister of Economy and Industry, is warning American universities to crack down on anti-Semitism. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona agrees.
Colleges should be places where students could express themselves, and it's okay to have different beliefs, and it's okay to express those different beliefs. But when it becomes a threat to students, or when students can't feel safe walking from their dorm to their classroom because they're afraid that they're going to get harmed, that's unacceptable. We must protect students at all costs.
Barkat went on to say his recent conversations with lawmakers during his trip to the United States suggest there will be legislative efforts to crack down on anti-Semitism on campus. Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI and co-founder with Elon Musk in 2015, is leaving the artificial intelligence company and its board immediately, causing ripples in the tech industry. OpenAI stated in a blog post that the board no longer has confidence in Altman's leadership. Altman, a prominent figure in the AI revolution, played a key role in shaping the industry. His departure surprised many, given his influence and the impact of OpenAI's ChatGPT on the AI landscape. Apple has decided to stop advertising on X following owner Elon Musk's remarks on anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Musk responded to an anti-Jewish post by expressing agreement with the user's views. Additionally, Apple ads were reportedly displayed alongside far-right content. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.